We're joined on the line by Maulana Bilal Mullah, who is the Imam in Marlborough, as well as a dynamic speaker and lecturer who travels to different parts of the world. And he's just recently returned from the United Kingdom on a lecture tour and also visiting parts of Europe. And we chat to him about his trip this afternoon. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us on the program. Maulana, what was your overall impressions of your trip to the United Kingdom to start off with? We focus on that part of the journey first and foremost.
Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, Maulana, it was very positive. Alhamdulillah, everything went well, by the grace of Allah.
What was the theme of the talks this time around?
This time it was specifically focused on the status of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, which is obviously a very important topic. So primarily that's what we discussed, and the importance of loving the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And what were some of the angles that were taken in the talks?
Specifically, more focus was given towards mentioning virtues. Generally, people are aware of the great virtues of Sahaba, but I think something that perhaps we do not fully appreciate and understand is through the contributions of Sahaba, today we enjoy this great deen of Islam. So to just make the people conscious that these were the people at whose hands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the initial spread of Islam.
And in terms of the personalities we're focused on, was there any theme in that regard as to which of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu the talks were delivered with regards to them?
No specific theme in that regard, Maulana. It was quite general. But I think we did focus a bit on names that are not known to many people, and thereby, inshallah, making ourselves and others as well familiar with these great individuals.
You've traveled to the United Kingdom several times over the last few years. What are your observations with regards to the Muslim community that side?
MashaAllah, Maulana, very well-established community, and I think in South Africa we need to be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that despite our percentage being so low, you know, we are definitely in a minority, but alhamdulillah, we have so many masajid and makatib. And I think anyone that you interview from an Islamic perspective that returns from any country, Western country, and at times I feel Islamic countries as well, there would be this common theme in his discussion that we need to be grateful in our country. You know, without tashbih, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, in describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave his description, which is mentioned in the Shama'il. And then he said something, يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. This much would be unanimous in every description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this description will feature in every description. The one that describing him will say, I have never seen anyone better or more magnificent than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I think anyone that comes back or goes from South Africa, it will teach us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have.
More in Lanesia and perhaps the surrounding areas, parts of Joburg, we have a major problem where the average program in the masjid after the Maghrib or Isha Salah, we don't have many people sitting for those programs. What's it like in the United Kingdom? Is there thirst for the knowledge of deen and attending programs of deen?
I think, Maulana, that is obviously very different in different localities or different cities of United Kingdom. I think that's very similar to South Africa. Areas like Lanesia, Mayfair, where there are many masajid and many of the mashayikh visit those areas, I guess the turnout at times is not as good as we would anticipate. And then perhaps if you go further, more to our smaller towns, and we find that everybody from that town will attend the program. So it's quite similar in that sense, Maulana.
Now, you were in Europe at the time of the Brussels attack. Was there that anxiety? Were you concerned? What was your own feelings like at that time, knowing that, you know, you fit the description of those that have been on the target, or, you know, that have been singled out as with all the very radical names?
Well, I didn't know you were going to ask this, Maulana, but it was very strange. The day that those bombings had taken place, we were on the train from London to Brussels.
And when the news came through at that moment?
The journey did not go ahead. We were told to disembark. And it was a bit unpleasant initially because of our garb, because of the beard, because of the sunnat libas. You know, you get those unpleasant looks. But whenever we had a chance to interact with anyone, I think this is important for the listeners, inshallah, and for myself as well. Firstly, we should not be too overwhelmingly concerned about the criticism. It will come. It's part of our deen. It's part of what we will face because of the deen that we enjoy. So we should be proud that alhamdulillah Allah has given us this perfect deen. But at the same time, I think the important message to share with any person that we interact with is to inform them that we are more hurt by the bombings than you are.
Subhanallah.
And I think, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah in Europe, because of these happenings, I mean, that was just the beginning of our Western Europe tour, and we had the chance of interacting with many people, and whoever we could interact with, I strongly emphasize this message, that, if your child is to be guilty of some unpleasant activities in school, the school's name is definitely under scrutiny. But as a parent, you feel the greatest hurt. Why? Because the child carries your name. So we feel the most hurt. Why? Because they're carrying it out in the name of Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with it. And I think it's important that we also understand that from an Islamic perspective, how important and how sacred the life of every human is. And it's important that we understand that in this regard, even the lives of non-Muslims are very sacred, in the sense that it is incorrect to unjustly claim their lives. And I probably just share hadith, Mulana. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qatala mu'ahadan lam yarah ra'ihat al-jannah, wa inna rihaha yujadu min masirati 40 aaman." This is a narration of Bukhari Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that kills a non-Muslim citizen in an Islamic country. Just understand the context. Here we are focusing with so-called Muslims killing non-Muslims in un-Islamic countries, in Western countries. The hadith is speaking, look at the context of the hadith, how different it is. The hadith is saying, it is not permissible to claim the life of a non-Muslim in an Islamic country. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that non-Muslim that comes to an Islamic country with a visa and is under the protection and amnesty of the people of that country, if a Muslim is to claim his life unjustly, then that Muslim will not get the fragrance of Jannah.
Thought-provoking, undoubtedly. Mullah, as you indicate that you traveled to parts of Western Europe now as a point of interest, perhaps you could share with us some of the places that you visited and what were your overall observations?
Mulana, alhamdulillah, we went to quite a few countries in Western Europe, but obviously because of the shortage in time, it was just sometimes, two nights, and we moved on. So we went first to Netherlands, then we went Austria, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, France, and then we went Spain as well. Overall impressions, mashallah, beautiful countries. It was nice to meet the Muslims in different areas. And something that is thought-provoking that we can, inshallah, share with everyone is the pleasure in meeting your brothers in that part of the world. And obviously, it's different sometimes when you go for a program that everybody is welcoming. But when you're going to a masjid that you're not going there for a program, you're just like a normal foreigner there, it's nice to see how warm the people are. And I think we can take a lesson from that if we are to see a foreigner in our masjid or someone from outside, it is important for us to approach him and welcome him. Mulana, in Austria particularly, we met this elderly man from Bosnia. And we were looking for a masjid nearby. And he took the trouble, he was probably in his late 60s or 70s, he took the trouble to walk us to the masjid. And, we were tired by the time we got there. And he took the trouble to take us to the masjid, not only give us directions. Now, that's such a warm welcome from an elderly gentleman in that part of the world, which was, I think, really heartening.
With the week, Ran, do you sometimes feel difficult even purchase a cold drink or some basic luxuries?
I don't think sometimes. I think all the time, Mulana. Just to give you an indication, Mulana, alhamdulillah, for the places where there were no programs in that, halal food is quite challenging, so we had to carry our food, and alhamdulillah, because it's quite cold there, so we had patkos to come back with as well. We used to purchase bread, Mulana, and the bread comes as like half a loaf. Nowhere near as tasty as our South African bread, but averagely we used to pay more than 50 rand for half a loaf of bread.
Wow. Yes, so really, when you come back to South Africa, there's various things for which you are grateful, and one of the things to be able to purchase the basic items freely. In terms of some of the tourist places that you visit, what is it that stood out for you?
I think, Mulana, maybe two things. One is from an Islamic perspective, to visit the ruins of, the Roman buildings was really something remarkable. When you think to yourself that those buildings that are still standing today, 2,000 years old, it's really something remarkable. And we visited the Jamia Masjid of Rome as well. But when you stand by those buildings, something that stood out for us, that, they were blessed with such amazing architecture so long ago when equipment was at its minimal. And those very people that enjoyed so much in this world, their empires fell at the hands of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think that was really thought-provoking. Overall, I think this message was quite loud. The difference between visiting as a Muslim and visiting as an ordinary tourist, that there are moments for us to reflect at everything. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So if you have that Islamic identity and you look at it through an Islamic perspective, I think something that stood out for us when I was going on top of the mountains in Switzerland and, you know, playing with the snow, and that was really something that was wonderful.
Subhanallah, I can imagine, you know, the memories that were gained on these are definitely memories that will stay with you for the rest of your life. Any closing thoughts from yourself?
I think, Malana, overall, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate the deen and the facilities and the ease that we enjoy in our country. And at times you need to go somewhere else to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you at home. And certainly by traveling, a person's experience increases. And when you travel, you are, you know, you have no choice but to be exposed to the cultures of others. And it makes you appreciate how rich a legacy Islam is. Just to share with you one example, I was in a bathroom. It's not the most pleasant example, but, you know, the urinal system is across the globe. And there were these two gentlemen relieving themselves and talking to one another about the lunch that they had. And I was like, yeah, where's modesty? And we understand, sometimes, you know, you're hearing noises around the bathroom and your stomach can't work nicely because there's people there. And here they're relieving themselves and talking to one another with absolutely no veil in between. So you learn to appreciate the rich legacy that Allah has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate it, inshallah, and to lead a lifestyle that expresses our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wonderful teachings of Islam, inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us in that regard. Mawlana, jazakumullah khair for your time on Radio Islam.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib. Allah bless you. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mawlana Bilal Mullah speaking to us about his trip to the United Kingdom as well as to the western part of Europe, bringing us on to 24 minutes to 6.